Hello. Welcome to Audiobiography number 24, Tax Exempt Status. Yeah, because I'm making these all like action film titles. Anyway, I'm recording off the laptop today. My iPhone is out and about in the world, wandering around without me. So I'm reduced in my options to this, but I wanted to test the Audioboo web interface anyhow. So this will be a good go for that. Mr. Two is with me here. You can probably breathe it. Oh man, don't throw things at me. Jeez, you critic. You can probably hear him breathing heavily. He's got a bit of a cold and he's in a bit of a state, so we'll see what happens while I'm recording this. I just wanted to check in because I saw a pretty interesting article on the Telegraph the other day stating that Druids had been given tax-exempt status, basically recognized as a proper religion by the British government. I thought that was pretty interesting. I have a lot of love in my heart for people practicing what they think are lost religions. There's sort of a romantic notion in there that I kind of like. But at the same time, I don't believe... I believe that these Druidism and a lot of these sort of occult offshoots are really, to me at least, and you know, send me your hate mail at skinner@skinner.fm, just offshoots of the Aleister Crowley revival mixed with Gardnerism from the 50s. And, you know, none of these people are practicing a religion which is in any way... Like, I love you guys, and don't take this the wrong way, but what you guys are practicing is, like, either made up by a dude not that long ago, or a rip-off of Masonic ritual, which is also, you know, well, I'm not going to be the guy to fight the Masons, but... thumbs up to your romanticism, but, you know, come on. And the thing is, oh, sorry about that. I just watched Mr. Tube bounce his head off the wall. Sometimes when, oh, anyway, the boy's top heavy. Yes. What was I getting at? Tax exempt status. Love you guys, but seriously, what are you doing? I don't believe. I really appreciate the charitable actions that these people do, and I believe that they're engaged at a level which the mass people of what you would call, like, mainstream religious believers, they're not engaged in any way in their religion. Like, they have these vague tenets that they kind of follow, but really, it's pretty, you know, like, don't murder somebody. Well, that's pretty general, you know what I mean? I think these people, even though I kind of think what they believe is, a modern invention and not necessarily anyway reflective on, you know, they're not sacrificing people in bogs or anything. They're not, there's a lot that they're missing even from what little we do know of ancient ritual. But at the same time, I think they're much more likely to be socially engaged than just your average dude who, you know, would think it was hokum. So I'm kind of torn. I really like if... Oh, dude, don't kick me in the belly. I'm thumbs up to the romanticism and to the, you know, charitable actions, but I'm kind of thumbs down to, you know, the sort of, willful ignorance that has to go into that sort of process of believing what they believe, or at least not reflecting on their own history long enough to understand that maybe what they're doing isn't entirely reflective of historically what they would like to say what they're doing. Anyway, one of the two people on this couch have pooped their pants during this podcast, so one of the other people on this couch is going to have to go clean up their bum. Got any questions, comments, hate mail, you want to cast a spell of death on me, skinner@skinner.fm, or hit me up at the blog at skinner.fm. What did they say again? Mary, depart?